JM and the AM, good morning. Mo'adim l'simcha l'gulah shleima. David Matlau is with us. David, of course, has the world's largest Herzl collection, but he has other news for us on this Yom HaAtzmaut as well. And we're giving him the forum to inform our listeners about all the interesting things that he's involved with. David Matlau, an amazing Zionist, an incredible curator. When it comes to Herzl, there's nobody like him. And he's also somebody who will only get his haircut in Israel, which is a topic we've explored with him in the past. David Matlau, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM and Mo'adim l'simcha l'gulah shleima.
Thank you so much, Nachum. Nice to be here on this very meaningful morning.
Yeah, it's Yom HaAtzmaut after all, nothing like it. So first of all, it seems like, based on what we've seen off the air from your activities, you have expanded way beyond Herzl at this point. Would that be an accurate way of portraying it?
I think that's right. I'm trying to use my collection as a tool to inspire and to inform. So I have a weekly column in the Canadian Jewish News, which is available online, www.thecgn.ca. And it comes out every Sunday. It's called Treasure Trove. And I take one item from my collection each week, and I talk about it and I contextualize it to the events of the day. So my treasure trove for this week was, of course, about the Declaration of Independence ceremony and a piece of art that I have made by the designer of that ceremony. David Ben-Gurion asked a gentleman named Otto Wallisch, who was a graphic artist and a stamp and coin designer and posters for cigarette companies. He asked this gentleman to design the Declaration of Independence ceremony, and he gave him all of $400 to go out and create the scene that we see memorialized in famous photographs of David Ben-Gurion reading the Declaration of Independence, of course, under a picture of Herzl, right, which was borrowed from the Karen Hesiod.
So obviously, I mean, not that this is a shock, but Ben-Gurion understood the historic nature and how momentous an occasion it was. Not that that's, again, you know, it's overstating the obvious, but you, look, as you just pointed out, when someone is going out of his way to figure out ways to preserve things historically, even with images, that's very meaningful.
Absolutely, and you'll all know that in that picture, there was a table where a number of luminaries were sitting and David Ben-Gurion standing behind it. That table was actually manufactured by pieces of plywood that Otto Wallisch went out to a supply store to put together. And the instructions were no drinks or food on the table. You've all seen pictures of cabinet meetings and other meetings right, where there's stuff on the table.
Right.
Ben-Gurion said, and Wallisch said, nothing on the table. This is going to be a famous picture that we're going to look at for all time.
Amazing. David Matlau is with us. All right, so this week, that makes sense. Your treasure of the week, obviously, from way back at the formation, at the Declaration of the State of Israel. It seems from what you sent me off the air, October 7th has had a profound impact on your collection and your interests in terms of what to save and what to show to others. Tell us about the recent additions to David Matlau collection.
So I put up on Facebook and Instagram a collage that I did, two collages actually. A few years ago, I did a collage for Yom HaAtzmaut. It was probably Israel's 70th birthday, so 60 years ago, things from my collection, the newspaper from that day, invitation to the Declaration of Independence ceremony, the first stamps, the first banknotes, things like that. And since October 7th, I have been collecting items from this very difficult period of time for Israel and for the Jewish people. And I put together a second collage, so side by side, Yom HaAtzmaut 1948 and 2024. So what do I have from the 2024? Obviously, the bring them home pins and labels, the red poster, this one with poor Ariel Bibas, who with his mother and brother and father are held hostage, a beer bottle that I picked up when I was in Israel for Tomer beer. Tomer Nagar was a hero of October 7th at Kisufim, single-handedly held off dozens of terrorists to enable the Kisufim soldiers to prepare themselves. He tragically died after all 675 rounds of ammunition were used, and his family created a beer in his honor because he was a beer lover. I have a label from when I was in Israel in January, Yachad Ninatzeach, Together We Will Win. Yeah. A label from Kibbutz Be'eri, L'chaye Ha'am Hazeh, To the Life of This People, and all kinds of other ribbons and bracelets, and all, and as well, the only thing that's in both collages is the flag of Israel, because the flag of Israel will continue to fly, we will continue to stay strong, and we will get through this somehow.
David Matlau is with us. We're celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut. Postage stamps. You indicated to me that you have a special collection of postage stamps that you are in the midst of putting together. What's that all about?
Well, I have commissioned an artist named Michelle Shalmiev to create artwork made out of postage stamps. And it's a series. There's 16 pieces that she did over the last year. And I'm calling it Putting Your Stamp on History, because when it will ultimately be exhibited, we'll ask everyone who sees it to put your own stamp on our history, the history of Israel and the Jewish people.
Does this mean does this mean canceled stamps, new stamps? What is it?
They are old stamps. And Michelle, she lives in Ramat Gan, and I haven't ever met her, but we've corresponded through WhatsApp. She took old stamps, and the stamps in the images relate to what is being portrayed. So I posted one for Yom HaShoah last week, and earlier this week I posted an image for Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom HaZikaron, and they're made out of stamps that Israel has issued, which relate to the subject matter of the artwork.
Incredible. I mean, that's a unique talent she has, frankly.
Yes, she's fantastic. I'd love to meet her one day, but she does amazing work, and it's quite inspiring. And again, the point will be at the end to ask everyone to put our own stamp on Israel's history. The story, as we see every single day, is still being told.
That's an understatement. Where's your Herzl exhibit today? Apparently somewhere in Minnesota?
Yes, I have actually two exhibits. My traveling exhibit is at Temple Beth El in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. And that has just come from Chicago, and previously it was in Los Angeles. So if there's any listeners out there who would like their synagogue or community center to host the Herzl exhibit after it's done in Minnesota in a month or so, to please reach out to me. And I'm having a very large exhibit of my collection at Temple Emmanuel in New York City, running from September 10th till January 2025. And some of the major and best pieces from my collection will be traveling to New York. And of course, if Herzl can make it there, we can make it anywhere.
Will the Herzl socks be part of it?
The Herzl, yes, of course. You can't have a Herzl exhibit without Herzl socks. I would also say today I'm posted by something called Jewish and Canadian on Instagram. There's a minute and a half of me talking about Herzl, and of course the key feature in Jewish and Canadian and Herzl is my collection of Herzl hockey memorabilia. So check out Jewish and Canadian on Instagram, or my Instagram story as well.
And we're in the middle of the NHL playoffs. How many items are there that relate to hockey in the Herzl collection?
Well, firstly, Herzl had nothing to do with hockey. Right. He probably didn't care about it or know about it. There's probably 15 or so. But here in Canada, if you want to get somebody's attention, you connect it to hockey.
Yep.
And of course, the blue and white is the blue and white of our Toronto Maple Leafs. Right. And that's a separate dream that I have.
And our beloved,
not for this show.
And our beloved state of Israel. Also, I think the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto has a Team Israel hockey jersey in there, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that's correct. Yeah. We follow quite closely the Israeli hockey team, as I'm sure hockey fans in the United States do as well.
Yeah. David Matlau, you're amazing. Best way for people to be in touch with you, what would that be?
Through my website, which is www.herzlcollection.com. It has everything that I've just described, plus a link to reach me through the website.
Also, we should mention to principals and faculty members, you've put together some incredible catalogs, I guess we could say, right? Would that be the right way of putting it? Of different items that would be of interest to students of all ages who are exploring Israel's history. And if anybody wants to do a special run, I know you've cooperated with a lot of institutions to do that. They could be in touch with you as well.
Thank you. Thank you for joining the Herzl PR team. There are two books that I have on my website. They're available for free download. One is Collecting the Dream, which is the highlights of my collection. And the other one is called 75 Treasures, which we kindly talked about a year ago, which takes 75 of my treasure trove segments. And I put it together in a book that's, again, available for free download on my website. It tells the history of Israel through stuff.
Yeah. And I've distributed that. I have a copy of it right in front of me. I've distributed many copies to students in this area. And it's really, it's a great work. It's a wonderful way for kids to explore the history of the state of Israel. So kol hakavod for that, David. Always a pleasure. Mo'adim l'simcha l'gula shleima.
Absolutely. Be well, everyone. Hang in there. We're all going to get through this.
That's an understatement. And today's the day to really believe that and to state it proudly. David Matlau, everybody, great friend. And all the original things that he's doing is just remarkable. And the more coming up as we celebrate 76 at JM in the AM.